The title of this mini podcast is The Whole Truth, H-O-L-E, Truth. There are holes in people's lives that keep them from becoming whole, so said the grasshopper one morning. We often don't recognize the hole we're in. When I'm coaching someone, I listen and look for what's not there. They describe everything but the hole. Everyone is an expert on their problem until it comes to solving it. Solving a problem requires that you unearth it from the hole that it's in. What's not there is a curiosity question that fires off in my mind when I begin to hear someone's story. The answer to that question is usually a piece of behavior that they're not recognizing or burying in a barrow. Let's face it, behavior is the root of most people's problems. It's the hole in their story. Many people ask for help but reject it out of hand when they find out that they have to lift a hand to solve their situation. We're a magic potion society that believes there's something that will get us out of the hole without any adjusting of our behavior. For example, just ask any couples therapist and they'll tell you this story. Each member of the couple holds the notion that if the other changes, everything's going to be better. They keep their behavior holed up, and it's a major holdup in solving their problem. What piece of behavior can you adjust that will help you solve your problem? That's just the way I am, is your first clue that you're stuck in a hole that you dug for yourself. In the spirit of full disclosure, I'm a lousy second or third time listener. What I mean by that is when someone describes their problem to me multiple times, I become deaf. It was crystal clear the first time, and the remedy is the same each time. Adjust your behavior or stay in your hole. If you notice that you have the same problem you had last week, last month, last year, or 10 years ago, you're in a hole. The lifeline to extricate yourself from this pit appears when you notice the hole in your story, which is the lack of behavior recognition or a lack of willingness to adjust. One of my favorite lyrics comes from a hymn. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Our behavior begins with us. It's the whole story. W-H-O-L-E. All the best, John.